ಉತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುಧೀರೈಃ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಟಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಾಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಪಂಕಜನಾಭಾಯ ನಮೋ ಪಂಕಜ ಮಾಲಿನೇ ನಮೋ ಪಂಕಜ ನೇತ್ರಾಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಪಂಕಜಾಂಗ್ರೇ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 11 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 25 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 29. ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಂ ಸುಖಂ ಆತ್ಮೋತ್ಥಂ ವಿಷಯೋತ್ಥಂ ತು ರಾಜಸಂ ತಾಮಸಂ ಮೋಹದೈನ್ಯೋತ್ತಂ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಮದ್ ಅಪಾಶ್ರಯಂ. ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಂ ಸುಖಂ ಆತ್ಮೋತ್ಥಂ ವಿಷಯೋತ್ಥಂ ತು ರಾಜಸಂ ತಾಮಸಂ ಮೋಹದೈನ್ಯೋತ್ತಂ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಮದಪಾಶ್ರಯಂ. ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಂ ಸುಖಂ ಆತ್ಮೋತ್ಥಂ ವಿಷಯೋತ್ತಂ ತು ರಾಜಸಂ ತಾಮಸಂ ಮೋಹದೈನ್ಯೋತ್ತಂ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಮದಪಾಶ್ರಯಂ. ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ನೆಸ್, ಸುಖಂ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ಆತ್ಮೋತ್ಥಂ ಜನರೇಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ವಿಷಯೋತ್ಥಂ ಜನರೇಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ತೂ ಬಟ್ ರಾಜಸಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್, ತಾಮಸಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್, moha from delusion, dainya and degradation, uttama derived, nirgunam transcendental, madapashrayam within me. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Happiness derived from the self is in the mode of goodness. Happiness based on sense gratification is in the mode of passion. And happiness based on delusion and degradation is in the mode of ignorance. But the happiness found within me is transcendental. Text 30. Dravyam desha phalam kalo jnanam karma chakarakah shraddhavastha kritir nishtha tregunya sarva evahi. Therefore, material substance, place, result of activity, time, knowledge, work, the performer of work, faith, state of consciousness, species of life, and destination after death are all based on the three modes of material nature. Text 31. Sarve gunamaya bhava purusha vyakta dishtitha drishtam shrutam anudhyatam buddhyava purusharshavah. O best of human beings, all states of material being are related to the interaction of the enjoying soul and the material nature. Whether seen, heard of, or only conceived within the mind, they are without exception constituted of the modes of nature. Text 32. Eta samsmrittaya pumso guna karma nibandana yename nirjita saumya guna jivena chittagya bhakti yogena mannishtho madbhavaya prapadyate. O gentle Uddhava, all these different phases of conditioned life arise from work born of the modes of material nature. The living entity who conquers these modes manifested from the mind can dedicate himself to me by the process of devotional service and thus attain pure love for me. Purport. The words mad bhavaya prapadyate indicate the attainment of love for God or of the same state of existence as that of the Supreme Lord. Actual liberation is residence within the eternal kingdom of God where life is full of bliss and knowledge. The conditioned soul falsely imagines himself to be the enjoyer of the modes of nature and thus a particular type of material work is generated, the reaction of which binds the conditioned soul to repeated birth and death. This fruitless process can be counteracted by loving service to the Lord as described here. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Et Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Meeshwaram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this chapter on three modes. Krishna is telling Uddhava, how these three modes are most powerful and how we can go beyond these three modes. So the focus is on the three modes of material nature. All of us know what these three modes are. Sattva means goodness, contentment, satisfaction, knowledge, clarity. Rajas, Rajoguna is action, passion, hurry, excitement. All this is Rajas. And Tamas is madness, inertia, darkness, ignorance. And Krishna explains this in the Gita. Tribir gunamair bhavir ebi sarvamidam jagat mohitam na bijanati mamebhya paramavyayam. That the whole world is controlled by these three modes. Tribir gunamair bhavir ebi sarvamidam jagat. The whole world is controlled by these three modes. And mohitam na bijanati. People just can't figure this out. And here we are, with our tiny intelligence, we are thinking how we can get rid of suffering, because suffering is ultimately caused by the interplay of these three modes. So how we can overcome suffering with our intelligence? It's just not possible, because intelligence is subtle, but subtler than intelligence is ego. And suffering is caused by our ahankara. So with our intelligence, which is less subtle than ego, how can we conquer over ego? Are you getting this? Ego is more subtle. So therefore, we cannot do it with our intelligence. We need higher intelligence. We need some bigger wisdom, some better wisdom, something beyond me. I need something beyond me to overcome the influence of three modes. And that is called grace. That is Krishna. That is scriptures. The intelligence of the scriptures can purify our intelligence, and with that intelligence we can become free from the three modes. So although we cannot become free from suffering caused by three modes, there is at least some things I can do. Therefore today's class, in the next few minutes, I would like to focus on three steps to transcend three modes. Also we'll take three examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll repeat, three steps to cope with suffering or to transcend three modes. So what are the three steps to cope or transcend the three modes? So I'll briefly be explaining these three. It's easy to remember, if it depends on which letter of the alphabet is your favorite. A, you could remember it as three A's or three C's or three P's, whatever is convenient. First is appeal. Appeal means praying to Krishna, calling out to Krishna, crying out to Krishna. This is the ultimate solution, right? We don't have any doubts about it after coming to Krishna consciousness. We have to call out to Krishna. We have to take shelter of Krishna. So appeal to Krishna, crying out, calling out to Krishna, or praying to Krishna. Along with this, there also has to be a second very important principle, and that is acceptance. I would say a quiet self-assuredness, being confident of who I am, what I am doing, that is also very important. Also you could call it as being very positive in life. It's equally important, as important as crying out to Krishna, especially at the stage of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And then the third is aspiration, means wanting to live for a cause beyond me, something above me, something beyond me, a sense of contribution or a strong sense of purpose, which is not simply about my life, my suffering, my eating, my life. No, there is something more than me. So these are the three. Everybody will remember? What is the first? Appeal, or also we could call it as calling out to Krishna, or also praying to Krishna. The second is acceptance, or self-assuredness, or confidence, or positive, being very positive in life. And the third is aspiration, aspiring something more than my own life, my own self, my own issues. And that also means having a sense of contribution or a purpose. So appeal, first one, praying to Krishna. This is very common. In the sense, this is commonly discussed. Like His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, when he was opening the Bhuvaneshwar ISKCON temple, the temple opening ceremony, he was giving a class. He said, Hare Krishna, today we have opened a crying school here. I have opened a school where we learn how to cry for Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada also said, you know, once Prabhupada said, what is the difference between you and me? He asked disciples. Disciples said, you are pure devotee. Prabhupada said, the difference is, I can never fall into Maya, you can fall into Maya. And after some days, Prabhupada was standing in front of the deities and praying, and one devotee came and asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what are you praying? Prabhupada said, I should never fall victim to Maya. Devotee said, Prabhupada, but yesterday you said the difference between you and us is you can never fall victim to Maya. Prabhupada said, yes, this is the reason why I won't fall victim to Maya. Because I am always praying that I don't fall victim to Maya. So praying, crying out to Krishna, appealing to Krishna is the foundation of our bhakti movement. It goes without saying that we have to take shelter of Krishna. So how much ever we say about it is less. And the best example from Srimad Bhagavatam, I would say the most poignant is Gajendra, who is calling out to Krishna in utter desperation. Muktaya, Bhuri Karunaya, Namolayaya. Krishna, you are free. I am bound. Only a free person can liberate a person who is bound. And not only you are free, Muktaya, you are Bhuri Karunaya also. You are also merciful. You may be free, but if you are not merciful, you will not free me. So you are merciful also. So you may be merciful, you may be free, but you are also alert. Namolayaya. You know, I may be free. And I may also be very kind to you. But if I don't know that you are suffering, how will I liberate you? The Krishna has all the three qualities, Gajendra is saying. So, and he's saying most importantly, Swamshena Sarva Tanubrun Manasi Pratita. You are in the heart of every living entity. So you can actually listen to our appeal. So when I'm sincerely praying, Krishna, please help me, Krishna hears because he's Namo Layaya. Sonta Sara Surubale Nagrihita Artha. Drishtha garutmati harim khaupata chakram utkshipya sambhujakaram giramaha krichran narayana akila guru bhagavan namaste. Gajendra is saying that urubalena means with great endeavor. It's not easy to pray to Krishna and cry out to Krishna. Gajendra is actually endeavoring hard. Urubalena, bahut bal lagaya. Grihita, great distress, artha. Drishtva, he saw Garutmati, Upaiti Chakram, he saw Lord Vishnu coming in Garuda with his chakra in his hand. So now he knows Vishnu has come to protect him. At that moment when he is assured in one sense that Lord Vishnu has listened to his prayer, but he doesn't want to take chance. With all his might, Utkshipya Sam Bhuja, Ambuja means a lotus, there is a lotus flower there. He picked up that lotus with his trunk. Giramaha Krichran. Krichran means with great difficulty. And with all his might, he called out, Narayana Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Oh Narayana, please protect me. He could have thought, Chalo abhi aa gaye Vishnu, now I'll relax. No, now when he's seeing the Lord, when victory is in sight, you are more alert. So he's more desperately calling out to Krishna. So this is the standard we want to call out to Krishna, we want to pray to Krishna, we want to depend on Krishna, that goes without saying. Right? Like last to last Sunday, what a beautiful class His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj gave. Actually, I prepared today's class based on that class only. It was such a instructive and such a beautiful class. So Anand Mahaprabhu asked a question. So in response to his question, Maharaj said, very interesting statement. He said, when we have small problems in life, we take shelter of Krishna. But when we have big problems, we question Krishna. Why me? Why this is happening? So, calling out to Krishna, appealing to Krishna is not so easy as it appears. We have to depend on Krishna. So this is the foundation. Now, having said the first point about appeal or crying or calling out to Krishna or praying, there is also another principle. And our praying to Krishna can be dangerous if we also do not practice the second principle of self-assuredness. Or basically, in the Vedic Sadhana Bhakti stage, a devotee needs to be emotionally balanced to such an extent that he has this quiet confidence in his practices, in his life. Basically, A devotee has this attitude, I'm okay in my relationship with Krishna. I remember in that same class, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj told Anandanavan Prabhu, Prabhu, the question you are asking is, why I am not a Paramahamsa? And then Maharaj made a very nice statement. It just hit me so hard. He said, we are imperceptibly liberated. This is the statement he said, and he repeated it again. Imperceptibly means, we don't know how, but it's happening. What is happening? Imperceptibly? We are liberated. Relax. Chill, as they say. Cool. Don't get too worked up about getting liberated, going back to Godhead. You know? A very important clarification. It's not that we should become complacent. You know? Abhi chalo, abhi hum aaram se bhakti karenge. No, no. Basically, apne aap se thoda samjhota kar lene ka thoda. Accepting. This is called as acceptance. Accepting who I am, where I am. Seeing a bigger positive picture. Moving forward in life with grace and dignity. Okay, I am not a pure devotee yet, but thoda gir gaya. Theek hai, gir gaya to. Tere girne mein teri haar nahi. Somebody said like that. Not me. Tere girne mein teri haar nahi, tu insaan hai, avatar nahi. You know. Are, are, taali mat bajao, baba, taali mat bajao. So the point is, it's okay. It's okay who I am. We don't have to get worked up. And one of the best examples of this positive thinking, this confidence in oneself, although one is in pain, although one is praying to Krishna, this is one of the best examples I find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Of somebody who is suffering, who is crying out, who is in pain, but also apne mein thoda santusht bhi hai. That is Vidura. At least Gajendra, you know, at least his wives and family tried to protect him. At least they were not against him. His family was at least there with him. His enemy was the crocodile. But in Vidura's case, his own brother and nephew, the one whom he selflessly served for 70-80 years without expecting anything, they only criticized him. So what pain Vidura must have gone through? Can you imagine his pain? So, Shukdev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam describes three feelings or the three things that were churned in his heart when he was going through pain. This is very interesting for all of us. You would like to know what are those three things, contradictory things, paradoxes that were happening in his heart. Saitam atyul banakarna baner bratur puro marmasutaditopi swayam danurdhvari nidhaya mayam gatavyato yad uru manayana manayana. Three things he thought of. What are the first one? First is, Saitam Atul Bana Karna Baner, Karna Baner. The arrow was shot through his ear. He heard very nasty things. Duryodhan is saying, he is a son of a kept mistress. Get out of this palace with only your breath. Means you become naked, remove everything. You are a Namak Haram, he calls him. You are disloyal. What a pain. Karana Baner, it was like an arrow that was shot through the ear to Vidura. And it pierced his heart. Saitam Atyul Bana Karana Baner. And this arrow was not shot by an enemy. Bratu, Bratur Puro Marmasutaditopi. His own brother. Marmasutaditopi means from the, at the core of his heart. At the core of his heart, he was pierced. What a pain that must be. And then what did he do? He left the palace and he kept the bow. Now this is a very big thing for a kshatriya. You may not understand what is the big thing to keep the bow. Swayam dhanurdhvari nidhaya mayam. He actually gave up his bow and kept it at the gate of the palace and left. You may think, what's the big deal? Because for us, we don't understand the psychology, what it means for a kshatriya. For you, if you say, give up your smartphone and go, you may, oh, you may feel, you may connect to it better. So he actually kept his bow at the gate of the palace. Swayam danurdhvari nidhaya mayam mayam. Now this is the second thing. First was what?
ati ulbana marmasu thadito, which means excruciating pain. He was suffering. He was going through pain. But mayam gatavyato. At this point, along with the pain, there was a deep sense of awareness that Duryodhan is a victim of maya. Duryodhan is being controlled by the external energy, and this awareness made him peaceful. Although he was in pain. So that means he didn't nurse hatred against Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. Although he was in pain, he didn't carry viciousness in his own heart. Gatavyato yad uru manayana. Yad uru means great excitement. This is the third thing that happened to him. He was greatly excited and happy. Now I am going to go to the holy places and hear about Krishna. Can you imagine? Excruciating pain. In the same shloka it is said he was also extremely happy. How can a person be in great pain and also be very happy? So you can see the three simultaneous feelings. Pain, that means it was very sad, and also awareness and acceptance was there, what is happening. This is the way things are happening in his life, and also he was connected to a very lofty purpose, a very noble purpose, excited about serving Krishna. Therefore, when we go through suffering, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in one purport, that the suffering in our life is an impetus to take shelter of Krishna. See, what Vidura went through, all of us will go through. Sometimes our own people will hurt us. So at such times, one who is not a devotee, he will take shelter of sense gratification. But devotee will see a positive side to it. Generally what happens to us when we go through pain is we tell more negative stories to ourselves. It is like somebody hits an arrow on your stomach and that arrow is painful. But what we do, that arrow is painful. But we start saying, oh, why did this happen to me? So when we say that, a second arrow is hit. That means, we are, by our stories, negative stories, we are hurting ourselves more. It is like somebody hits an arrow in your stomach, and then you take that arrow and you start turning it. That's what we do when we tell all negative things to ourselves. But Vidura is teaching us, yes, there is suffering, there is pain, but positive. Now is a chance to serve Krishna. Now is a chance to go to holy place. Now is a chance to do more devotional service. For this is what Vidura is teaching us. For this positive thinking is extremely important. Otherwise, the negativity which comes because of our suffering will bog us down. And trust me, my dear friends, our mind is tricking us all the time. We get attracted to negative news in this world. All of you see news, read news. News is very popular. It has the highest TRP. Because news agencies, they know that we have a weakness for negativity. That is why if you see the news is always about negative. Mind, our mind is wired to be attracted to something shocking, something sensational, something scandalous, something loud, something big. But if something is normal, run-of-the-mill, day-to-day event, the mind is not excited. Slow, regular. But anything out of the thing comes up, mind becomes very excited. Have you experienced this? Like I know so many men who are very nice, cultured, gracious, very nice men. But I have not seen any news about men who are very nice to their wives or nice to their family. Every day you will hear rape news. Why? Because the mind. So these news agencies, they know our, what we want to hear. They know our fear. So if you see the news, it's always not about the rule. It is exception to the rule. What is not, something different they will show. So what happens? Now, you may be having more danger because of stress in your life. Or you may be having more danger because of using the mobile phones, all those things. You may have more risk of cancer, or you may be having a risk of dying because of a road accident while you are crossing the street. But we don't consider this as a risk. We think of, some big events. Why? Because that is what the news shows us. It gives us a distorted view of reality. So why I'm talking about this is that this, just like these new agencies are exploiting this fear in our mind, this is our mind have a tendency to go towards negativity. This is the point I'm trying to make. So when we say, I'm afraid of Maya, oh, there is fear, you know, let me take shelter of Krishna. So shelter of Krishna is good, but the negative stories we tell ourselves to take shelter of Krishna, that there is no end to it. Sometimes in our over exuberance and over hyped up fear of Maya, because we're not practicing this self-assuredness, that our fear of Maya actually is Maya. Many times. And then the intensity with which we do bhakti and the prayers we offer, that is unfortunately many times fear driven. It is the fear element, it is not the Krishna factor there. Because the subconscious mind is very nasty. Subconscious mind takes in the negativity far easily than the positive things. Like, I'll tell you a recent incident. I wrote an article on Jananivas Prabhu and Pankaj Angri Prabhu, and it went to many places. Devotees appreciated. And I got one letter from one person whom I knew very closely. So I showed this letter to another friend to test him. I said, what do you think of this letter? For this brahmachari friend of mine saw the letter. The letter was, dear Prabhu, thank you so much for this article on Jananivas Prabhu and Pankaj Angri Prabhu. It is so inspiring. And then the articles continued, that letter continued about how he is writing, how I am so fallen and I am so miserable and my, you know, I will suffer in life after life, I need help, like that. And then again thanking me, and the letter was over. So when the devotee read the letter, he said, Prabhu, bahut acha letter hai, itna appreciate kiya aapko, he is appreciating you and he is so humble. So I said, wait, now I'll tell you the real story. And then after I tell you the story, read the letter again. The story of this devotee I know very well for the last many years. He is right now taking antidepressants. He is suffering. And he is going through a treatment from a very renowned clinical psychologist. So now you read the letter again. So he read the letter again. And he said, Prabhu, he is depressed. He could immediately understand, perceive. So humility is not being depressed. But often when I cry for Krishna and I lament about my pitiable condition, I may think this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing in Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was banging his head on the wall and rubbing his face against the wall, crying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And he would cry the whole night. But that is even beyond Sattvaguna. That is beyond the three modes. Now, I may be in Tamoguna. Now, Tamoguna person also cries a lot. He also may be alone. He may also bang his head against the wall. So, externally, an activity of Tamoguna may look like Shuddha Sattva. But it is not. We know it, right? So, the point I'm trying to make is in Vedi Sadhana Bhakti, one has to be sensitive and kind to oneself. And not really beat himself down, because the mind will catch the negativity very fast. Intensity without sensitivity will lead to insanity. One has to be careful. Like I've seen sometimes, you know, I may be very intense, I may claim to be practicing very rigorous bhakti, but if somebody doesn't appreciate me or acknowledge me, I get depressed. I become sad. That means there is something lacking in my practice. Let us accept we are alone in this world. There is a lot of suffering. So might as well provide some self-care. Suffering is there. Let us not make our lives more miserable by meditating on how difficult Krishna consciousness is. Let not the impossibility of Krishna consciousness throttle us. Let us be positive. Let us accept. I have made these choices. And life will go on. What to do? I am not avatar. So I am falling. I am slipping. I am going towards Krishna. With that positivity, with that self-assuredness, we need to move forward. Even Krishna was not assured of respect and appreciation from everyone when he was on this planet. So many people criticized him. In Dwarka, when Prashena got killed, Dwarka vasis were spreading rumors that Krishna killed him. His own people were doing politics there against Krishna. Now you say it's a pastime, but the point I'm trying to make is in this world, nobody gets approval all the time from everyone. Shukdev Goswami explains in the Bhagavatam, Krishna's situation. Yada cha partha prahita sabayam, ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಯಾನಿ ಜಗಾದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಜೋರು ಮೇನೆ ಕ್ಷತಪುಣ್ಯ ಲೇಷ ನತಾನಿ ಪುಂಸಾಮೃತಾನ ಯಾನಿ.
ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಟ್ ಯದಾ ಚ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಹಿತ ಸಭಾಯಾಮ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೌರವಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಶಾಂತಿದೂತ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ಬಿ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್? ಸುಖದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಯದಾ ಚ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಹಿತ ಸಭಾಯಾಮ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೆಂಡಿಂಗ್? ಜಗದ್ಗುರು. ಈ ಇಸ್ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು. ನಾವು ಗುರು ಇಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಯಾನಿ ಜಗಾದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್. ದ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಈಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆನ್ ಬಿಹಾಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈಸ್ ಟು ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ದ ವಾರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿ ಡು? ನತಾನಿ ಪುಂಸಾಮ್ ಅಮೃತಾನ ಯಾನಿ ಅಮೃತಾನ. ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್. ವಾವ್, ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಲವ್ಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕರ್ಣ, ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ್, ರಾಜೋರು ಮೇನೆ ಕ್ಷತಪುಣ್ಯ ಲೇಷ. ದೇ ಥಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಅರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದೇ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಸಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್, ಐ ವೆಂಟ್, ಐ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ವೆನ್ ಶುಕ್ರದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಪರಿಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಸೇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್? ಯದ್ವಾಯಂ, ಅರೆ ವಾಟ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಇನ್? ಯದ್ವಾಯಂ ಮಂತ್ರ ಕೃದ್ವೋ. ಆಪ್ಕೆ ಘರ್ ಮೇ ಮಂತ್ರಿ ಬನ್ಕೆ ಆಯ್, ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಹೂ? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಖಿಲೇಶ್ವರ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್? ಯದ್ವಾಯಂ ಮಂತ್ರ ಕೃದ್ವೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಖಿಲೇಶ್ವರ ಪೌರವೇಂದ್ರ ಗೃಹಂ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರವಿವೇಶಾತ್ಮಸಾತ್ಕೃತಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಗೇವ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಪ್ಪನ್ ಭೋಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರವಿವೇಶಾತ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೌಸ್, ಯುವರ್ ಆನ್ಸೆಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಸತಾತ್ಕೃತಂ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಹೌಸ್. ಅಪ್ನಾಪನ್ ಇತ್ನಾದ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೇ ದಟ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಇನ್ವಿಟೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಸಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಈ ನೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಅಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವರ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್? ಇಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವರಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಪ್ರೂವಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲಿ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್. ನಾಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಆನ್ ದ ಗೂಗಲ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ವೆಬ್ಸೈಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿನೌನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್. ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎಥಿಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಪಗೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಥಿಯರಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಈಸ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಸ್, ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲವ್, ವಾಟ್ ದ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಾಲ್, ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಶ್ಯೋರ್ಡ್ನೆಸ್, ಅ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಅ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನೀಡೆಡ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಬಾಲಾಕೋಟ್ ಏರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈಕ್, ಸಂಬಡಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅರೆ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾನ್ ವೈಲೆಂಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೆಗೋಷಿಯೇಷನ್, ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್, ಫಾರ್ ಜಗಡಾಗಡಾನಿ ಕರ್ಮೆ. ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಅಗರ್ ದುಷ್ಮನ್ ಸಮಜಾನೆ ಸೇ ಸಮಜ್ ಜಾತಾ ತೋ ಬಾಂಸುರಿ ಬಜಾನೆ ವಾಲಾ ಕಭಿ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ್ ಯುದ್ಧ ನಹೀ ಹೋನೆ ದೇತಾ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಯು ಕಾಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಫ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಚಾಯ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ವಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೂ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್, ನೋ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾಲೋ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಮೈ ಗುರು ಸೇಸ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ದಟ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸಮ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಲೇಮಿಂಗ್ ದ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿ, ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಲೇಮಿಂಗ್ ದ ಗುರು. ದ ಅದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ ಇಸ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಚಾಯ್ಸಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೋ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್, ಕೋಟ್ ಅನ್ ಅನ್ಕೋಟ್, ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮೈ ಚಾಯ್ಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್, ವಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಡಿಮಾಂಡ್ಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಮೇಸಿಂಗ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಿಮಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಪ್ಯಾಕೇಜ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೀಚರ್, ವೆನ್ ಅ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಯು. ವಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್? ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲವ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಯಾರಲ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ಲೇಷವ ಪಾದರತಂ. ಯು ಬಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್, ವೈಸ್, ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್.
If you buy the whole thing, don't complain later. Arif saab bech diya. One book distributor told me that one man asked him during book distribution, oh, 10 rupees ka kuch kitab hai to de do. And then this devotee says, Prabhuji, you know what I did? I sold him the entire set of Prabhupada's books. I convinced him. I said, what all books? Bhagavatam, CC? No, everything. Even Prabhupada's conversations. I went to his house and some thousands and thousands of rupees. And I said, but was he happy? I said, no, but I convinced him. He wanted one 10 rupee book. So devotee gave him everything printed about Krishna consciousness. So now, I'm not saying whether the devotee did right or wrong. That's not the point. I'm thinking in terms of that person. He bought everything. What he wanted? One book. So now, if I am that person, I wanted one book. And he sold me everything. At that time, by the devotee's aggressive marketing, preaching, Prabhupada's mercy, whatever you call, I have bought everything. But after a few days, I'll think, kya ho gaya? What happened? Why I brought so much? Now, I have no right to complain. Because I purchased it. I exercised my choice. The devotee Zindabad, devotee did a good thing. I'm not complaining. I have no right to complain. As that customer was brought. So I have to simply say, I want one book. Give me. Hare Krishna. He is right. He will give everything. Our acharyas will give everything. But we have to take what we can and slowly move forward. Slowly we take steps forward. So that is the Krishna consciousness process. That doesn't mean, see, basically I'm talking about the combination of two things. One is praying to Krishna. I'm fallen, I'm very weak, I need mercy. And at the same time, a sense of trust and belongingness, feeling loved in Krishna consciousness, that I'm safe. This honesty, this honest acceptance is very much needed. We cannot conquer Maya by our own efforts. Who can conquer Maya? Only Krishna. Only Krishna. And if we are on Krishna's side, we can win over Maya. And to enter Krishna's side, there is entrance, qualification test. So Krishna, now we want to enter Krishna's army, Krishna's camp. Now that entrance is not dependent on how powerful I am to fight Maya. Krishna is not looking at our ability to fight Maya before he takes us in his camp. Krishna is looking at our authenticity, our honesty, our admission, our acceptance of our own selves. You know? Preachers will sell everything. They will give us nothing less than Ashli Shava Padaratham. But how much am I willing to purchase? Otherwise, we crib because we got the whole thing. So, I want to clarify this. First thing is what? Crying to Krishna, appeal to Krishna. Second, accepting what I want in life. Honest. But we can't stop there. We have to go to the third step. What is the third step? Aspiration. What life wants from me. Second step is what I want from Krishna. Third is what Krishna wants from me. That also is equally important. If we only get stuck in the second step, that what I want in life, I want this. I have high degree of awareness and accept myself. I am very honest. That honesty is sometimes shamelessness. I will not improve. I only want this. I only think about myself. So, as I live with my needs and feelings, I also need to slowly rise beyond it. And the best example for this, the best example I gave today for praying to Krishna is Gajendra. For somebody who harmonized all the three is Vidura. And for this is Narada. Ekada nirgatam geha dhuvantim nishigampati sarpo dashat padas prishta kripana kala chodita. At least Gajendra had his family with him who was trying to help him. At least Vidura was a grown up mature man. Narada is a small young 5-year-old boy. Children are so vulnerable, isn't it? Children are so innocent and dependent on their mother. His only mother was there. And when his mother died, he was shattered. But look at his sense of connection to Krishna. Pratishtam dishamuttaram. He walked towards the Himalayas. He left everything. So, we have examples in scriptures. Many times, in the name of knowing our needs, we live in comfort zone. But bhakti process appeals to our courage zone, entering the courage. Can we take some risks for Krishna? Can we do something for Krishna? Now, this is very attractive actually. You know, having a mission in life for Krishna and also praying to Krishna appears very attractive. But both praying and having a sense of purpose, they have to be balanced with very honest acceptance of our position. We can't imitate pure devotees. We first have to take care of our needs, have stability, and as we are working on it, also rise beyond. Both. Like, I'll give a simple example. Cricket is very popular in India. Now, any cricket player, why does he start practicing cricket from a young age? Is it to serve the country? Is it to serve the motherland? No, because his passion, his desire, his need. And then he somehow gets into the team, he becomes famous, and then he goes through some existential crisis. Then when he's realizing, arey, paise mein kuch nahi hai, then he starts looking for a higher purpose. Let me serve my country. But he doesn't begin like that. And talking about Narada, small child, I remember another example. It's a mundane example. Forgive me for it. But it makes point here. You know, when I was in 7th standard, 8th standard, I used to follow cricket actively. And I came to know that nearby our school, there is this school where this young boy called Sachin, he's scoring runs and he's having an average. That time average was what? Every cricket player would have an average of 50 or 60 or 70. Donald Bradman had 90. This boy in school cricket had an average of 1028. So means he never got out, so his average kept increasing. So I went and told in my class. So why I'm remembering this incident now, because recently, after 32 years, I met all my classmates and we had a get together. So one of them was narrating this incident, how I had predicted about this boy, Sachin, and now that Sachin's son has already risen and set. Now another son has risen. And that will also, he was talking about time, but now I'm talking about this incident in a different context. So this boy went on to become, he scored a first century as a 15-year-old boy in his Ranji Trophy, Duleep Trophy, every match, first match he was scoring century and everybody was saying he has to get into the Indian team. And you know what happens? Children are very attractive, like Dhruva's pastime, Narada's pastime. Oh, he's doing bhakti. So it's very inspiring and encouraging. So as a young boy, when Sachin Tendulkar at the age of 15, everybody's talking about whether he will be taken into the Indian team to go to West Indies. So I remember I was in 10th standard and I was excited. Yes, he has to get into the Indian team. Because we were identifying ourselves with him. He was carrying the hopes and aspirations of the entire nation. What happened? The selectors didn't select him. They said, no, he's a young boy, he's just 15. He will not be able to handle the pace battery of West Indies. He'll get hurt. He will get injured. Oh, it's not good for him. You know, he has a whole life of cricket ahead of him. So they left it at that. And I was disappointed. And next day, Rajan Bala is no more now. He was considered as the greatest cricket journalist. So he interviewed him. Are you disappointed? He's asking this 15-year-old boy. You know what Sachin Tendulkar's reply was? He said, I'm extremely disappointed. So he said, what? Yeah, you have a whole life ahead of you. You would have got injured. They were trying to save you from getting hurt. And Sachin Tendulkar made one statement at that time as a 15-year-old boy. He said, if I get injured, I will learn faster. If I get hit, I will grow quicker. So when I read that, I was very inspired. And then sure enough, in the next series to Pakistan, he was taken. But again, he was just 15 and a half. And Pakistan also had a lot of fast bowlers. And when he was walking into bat, Wasim Akram told him, hey, kid, have you taken permission from your mother? So everybody was making fun of him. And he started batting. First test match he's playing and the whole country is watching him. And the bouncer came and hit on his nose and he started bleeding. He was in a dazed condition and my heart skipped a beat. And then next ball he hit Pakar Yunus for a four. Then, yes. And then next ball he got out. And he walked back dazed and I thought, usa career gaya. And next day Rajan Bala's headline was, today the boy has become a man. Because he got hit. He's facing the real world. But if you see, he was ambitious. He had that passion. He didn't want to get into the Indian team to serve the country. But same Tendulkar, 20 years later, he was bewildered, frustrated because India lost the World Cup very badly and he thought of retiring. So his brother came and told him, why are you playing cricket? Ask yourself. So he started asking, I want to contribute to the game of cricket. I want to help India win the World Cup. So he tried to create a sense of purpose beyond him. So then Tendulkar got a sense of purpose, and 4 years later he won the World Cup. So you are seeing what happens. This is a mundane example, but we see how begins with my own desires and needs, and then we look for a purpose beyond me. And that doesn't end there. Although he had a purpose beyond him, after some time again he was frustrated. As a young 17-year-old boy, he was scoring centuries with ease. Every year he was scoring 4 centuries, 5 centuries. But after his 99 centuries, he couldn't get his 100th one. And then he became greatly stressed. What to do? So frustrated. And then he became most frustrated when his Kamwali Bai, his housemaid, she told him, Saab, aapka 100 century kabhi hoega? So when she asked him, he became, oh, so much pressure, so much stress. So finally he retired. Kuch ichha nahi, bas ho gaya. So that gracious acceptance is also needed. So, see, there is suffering at all levels, whoever you are, whether you are the biggest cricket player or whether you are somebody like Vidura. We go through suffering. But honest acceptance of our situation is what makes a devotee very authentic. And Srila Prabhupada is very hungry in Juhu, 1975, 76, he was staying there. So he told his disciple, he rang the bell. So devotee disciple came. Prabhupada said, and Prabhupada had not eaten anything for many days. He was very hungry at that particular moment. He said, I want orange juice. Now orange juice doesn't suddenly come up, you know. So devotee went to the kitchen, he started making the orange juice. So Prabhupada kept ringing the bell again and again and again. Because he wanted it immediately. So finally the devotee made the orange juice, he came, he kept it in front of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada got very angry. He said, what is this? I never feel hungry. At last I am feeling little hungry, I am ringing the bell. And you are taking so many years to get. I don't want, take it away. Take it away, I don't want orange juice. He scolded him. But this servant was intelligent. He didn't take, he kept it there only. And he went. So Prabhupada scolded him more. Get out now. So he went. And after some time Prabhupada sat. Then he got up, he went and he drank the orange juice. And he kept the glass there. And after some time, that servant came inside the room. So when Prabhupada saw him, Srila Prabhupada said, I'm sorry. I got angry with you. You know, what to do? I'm an old man now, you know. So old men get sometimes little irritated. But you are so nice. You are serving me so nicely. Please forgive me. For that disciple started crying. He said, no, Prabhupada. So the pastime I'm saying, because, see, there is authenticity here. You know, there is no, Prabhupada never took his position as global acharya. He always presented himself in a very authentic manner. So accepting our, like, that's why Srila Prabhupada, even in his last stage, he wanted to go and preach in England. July, August 1977, when the doctor's telling him that he has only 1 or 2 months to live. But when his health deteriorated in England, he came back to Vrindavan. And the last days Prabhupada said what? Kuch ichha nahi. But Srila Prabhupada had a purpose beyond him. That's why in New York, there is one lecture Srila Prabhupada is telling, some old men and women are sitting in the initial days. Prabhupada is saying, I'm not feeling happy or I'm feeling lonely. One old lady is saying, yeah, we can see you're not happy. Prabhupada said, I'm remembering Vrindavan, Radha, Madan Mohan. Vrindavan is a beautiful place. I left all of that. I'm not happy here. My heart is telling me to go back to Vrindavan. And then Prabhupada says, but I will not go back. My Guru Maharaj has ordered me. So he is determined. He has a purpose beyond himself. One lady challenged Srila Prabhupada. This is 1977 Pandal program. She's saying, Swamiji, you are saying spiritual process everybody should follow. But spiritual life is so difficult. And there's so much of suffering. Now generally Srila Prabhupada would say what? No, Krishna consciousness is easy. That is his general answer. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But when this lady challenged like that, Srila Prabhupada gave an interesting answer. So this lady's question was, Swamiji, Krishna consciousness is so difficult. So Srila Prabhupada said, so, there's already so much suffering and difficulty in life. Why not take some difficulty for Krishna? So you see, he's appealing to a higher aspiration. He's calling us to lead a life beyond me. But again, I'll repeat, we can't artificially jump from animalistic hippie life to pure devotee life. From animal life to pure devotee life, in between there is human life. There is Varnashram created, Varnashram where our needs and our desires are channelized properly. We can't skip humanity from animal, you can't just become pure devotee. Sab kehte hain, insaan mein khuda hota hai. Par insaan kahan hota hai? We talk all big things, but that human principle is lost somewhere. So therefore, Varnashram is Krishna's creation, where our needs are taken care of. So therefore, let us, with grace and dignity, move from a life of denial, where we deny our needs, deny our desires, in the name of surrendering to Krishna and crying out to Krishna. So let's move from denial to honest acceptance, and then in a state of acceptance, let us cultivate pure aspirations. Let us not squelch our individuality in the name of pure devotional service. And there is scope for that also. But generally we get attracted to crying for Krishna. I want to cry for Krishna. I want to have a mission for Prabhupada. But that generally is in a mood of running away from Maya. We are running away from something. You know, we have to run towards Krishna. Like if you're on a bike, full speed, and you keep looking back. Oh, Maya, Maya is there. Oh, Maya is here also. You're looking back. Oh, Maya is chasing me. Maya is chasing me. And you're going full speed on a bike. What will happen? So the more we run away from Maya, the more we are running towards Maya. Because when you say, no, no Maya, no Maya, no Maya, no Maya, the subconscious mind removes no and keeps Maya. That is another side of the same coin actually. Aversion to the illusory energy is actually, it's the same thing. That's why we have to come to a stage where we can release Maya with grace. Nahi chahiye, please. When the ability to look into Maya eye to eye and say, you know, if you read Journey Home, the young Richard is on a search. So he meets this beautiful girl, Irene, if you read. And if you read the author, Isolina Radhana Swami Maharaj writes, describing this lady's features and explains how she carried so much grace and harmony in her life. She was so attractive. And then what did Richard do? He didn't criticize her. He didn't condemn her. He released her with grace. Let her go on her way. Now, we can't imitate that, I know. But the point is to eventually we can only have a pure aspiration when we connect to Krishna, the positive aspiration. We can't keep running away from our needs. We need to connect to Krishna. And first, before connecting to Krishna, we need to connect to our own selves. What is my need? What is my purpose in life for which I am uniquely made? That's what Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj would say. Before becoming Krishna, he says, first become conscious, then become Krishna conscious. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj would say that. So therefore it is important that we practice both. All the three, I mean. We have a purpose, but let us not simply talk about high purpose, because that is what the purpose is there, but are you ready for it? Like, you know, our pep talk sometimes is like, I had one experience in the local train of Mumbai. I want to share this. That time I got this, one devotee was with me, he gave me this, he shared this realization. You know, the fast train from Grand Road to Borivali takes 39 minutes. The slow train takes 1 hour. So one day I sat in a train, fast train, and generally the motorman never makes an announcement. But on this particular day, the motorman made an announcement. A train fast jayegi Virar tak, Grand Road se Bombay Central, nahi, phir Bombay Central se Dadar, Dadar se Bandra, Bandra se Andheri, Andheri se Borivali tak kisi bhi sthan par nahi rukegi. So I said, wow, that means I was excited, it's going to be fast. But then the train didn't start only for 5 minutes. And then slowly the train started, went to Bombay Central, and Bombay Central again this fellow made announcement. And I thought maybe something special is going to, maybe it's going to go really fast. Maybe new scheme of Modi and some special speed, something is going to happen. So I was very excited. But again 5 minutes the train didn't start. And some people got down, some people got frustrated, some people joined. And then after that the train started. And I thought now the train will go fast, but the train went very slow. And it came on the first track, you know. And came to Mahalakshmi first platform and stopped. I was like, Mahalakshmi? And this and this motorman again. A train, Maa Lakshmi se lower, Dadar, Dadar se Bandra, Bandra se Andheri, Andheri se Borivali, kisi bhi sthan par nahi rukegi. Same announcement. So what happened? Some people thought it is first platform, they thought it is slow train, they entered. So when they heard the announcement, they got down. But after some time, some more people joined in. So the motorman thought that maybe some more people are joining, but they should understand it is fast train. So again he made that announcement. So some people said, very good, fast train hai, maja hai, fast train, jaldi pahunchenge. But again, lower parallel it stopped. Same thing, confusion, somebody entering, somebody getting down. Same thing, Elphiston Road, Prabha Devi, then like that. You won't believe it, till Jogeshwari, till Ram Mandir station, he was doing this. Motorman was announcing, first. And after that, he went fast. In the sense, he didn't stop, but he stopped in between stations. Finally, we reached Borivali. 39 minutes is what fast train takes. 1 hour is what slow train takes. This train took 1 hour, 20 minutes. So there were three kinds of passengers in the train. First were those who were new, very excited. Arre, fast train hai, maja aega, fast jayenge. Their happiness, they were happy. Some people were smart, at the right time they got off. They were, ullu bana raha hai. Ye bahut, nahi padega, jamega nahi. So he got off. The most frustrated were the senior members there, who were there for a long time in the train, hearing this fellow repeatedly saying that this is a fast train, this is fast, fast, fast. But the reality was completely different. So many times this happens in our life also. Back to Godhead, one life, Jai, Hari Bol. Krishna consciousness, the only solution. But I'm seeing, I'm struggling. No, 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 we are going back. Don't worry, we are going back. But it is slow. That is why, you know, when Maharaj was giving that class 2 Sundays ago, I was so happy when he burst that bubble. So emphatically he said, this world guarantees suffering. You heard that? I felt, wow, this is like a motorman really saying, this is a super slow train. I was saying, wow, somebody is saying it. And then Maharaj also made a statement, you know, he said, I am not saying it, brahmacharis or counselors are not saying it. He said, Lord Krishna is saying it. So whoever you are, there will be disappointments. There will be suffering sooner or later. But Bhagavatam is appealing to our pure aspiration. It wants us to live for a cause beyond our own selves. But not at the cost of squelching or throttling our own needs and desires. See, unfortunately, our problem modern day is what? This obsession with happiness. Happiness, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. Everybody like that motorman is making announcement. All YouTube videos. All self-help talks. You can be happy. Life is in your control. No, sir. It's not possible. Because happiness till recently, if you read all the success literature, till recently, till 100 years ago, happiness was always regarded in all societies in the Western world also. India, even now, people know happiness is not in our control. But in West, till recently, if you read any of those books, they always considered happiness as something which is given to you, which is a gift, which is luck or fortune. It is not what you actually can get by your own effort. Happiness was always presented like that. But in the last few years, happiness is presented as something which you can get when you want. It's in your control. And that's why it is more frustrating. People are more frustrated nowadays because happiness today is as elusive as it was hundreds of years ago. But now with the added motorman shouting that there is happiness, there is happiness, there is happiness. So people are getting more and more frustrated. And we have become very selfish, thinking only about my pleasure, my happiness, my life, my needs, my situation. We are a very selfish generation. See, I am sure in all your families, you must have known somebody in your family who has done some sacrifice. Or maybe your parents or your grandparents. Somebody who lived for, who are dedicated to their family or dedicated to a cause higher than their own. Because of their sacrifice, we are enjoying the benefits. Now if we only think about ourselves, I think only about myself, then what kind of legacy am I leaving behind? I'm leaving behind a very messy planet. So therefore we can't live for ourselves. We need a cause, we need a purpose beyond me. But at the same time, we need to know, we need to be honest and trust ourselves. Know this is my needs and take care of it. Now you may say, theek hai, I will do all of this. But how can I trust myself? My mind may be cheating me. How can I listen to my own voice? So there is one technique which I have learned which helps me. I can share with you. Maybe you will have better tools. There are 5 things we need to do. And if we do that, then we can trust our voice. First is scriptures, Bhagavatam. Wisdom higher than my own. That's what we began the today's class. That with our intelligence, we cannot get free from the three modes. We need divine intelligence. First is scriptures. So if you have a culture of listening to scriptures, then in our lives, we will listen to some voice, some inspiration, some encouragement. Do this. That is the second step. First is scriptures. Second is listen attentively. And third is as you listen, you will be inspired to make a commitment. So do that, make that commitment. I will do this. Like if you are standing in front of Radha Gopinath, Krishna, I make this commitment. This is the third step. And the fourth, which is the most important, what is that? Keep the commitment. Keep it. It's easy to make a commitment and go back and next Sunday come back and say, I don't know what I made. The whole week we have to keep that commitment. First is what? Foundation is what? Scriptures. Then? Listening. Not hearing. Hearing, we hear all the things. Listen is deeper hearing. So when we listen, then we listen to a voice, an inspiration, which encourages us, which is based on our guna karma. We offer that service and make a commitment. And then we keep that commitment. Let's say you fail in that commitment, or let's say you fulfill that commitment. Whatever it happens, the fifth step is most important. We return and report. So what happens when we do that? Our accountability increases. Our conscience gets educated. We actually evolve. We come closer to the Lord. And we get confidence. Even if we fail, even if we slip, because we are returning and reporting to the Lord, we make advancement. Therefore, this is the way we slowly move forward. But we need to understand that we need a purpose. We need to live beyond ourselves, but not at the cost of denying our own individuality. Denial is considered as the world's biggest lie, because that is a lie we speak to ourselves. No, I don't want anything. I don't have any needs. No. So therefore, let us take care of ourselves with kindness, with sensitivity, and take up to Krishna consciousness. To summarize what we discussed today, I discussed three steps that can help us transcend three modes with three examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. First was appealing to Krishna, or also calling out to Krishna, or also praying to Krishna, and we discussed the example of Gajendra. And second is acceptance or self-assuredness or confidence or having a positive outlook. For this we discussed the example of Vidura and Krishna himself who went to the assembly. And then the third principle we discussed was aspiration or having a sense of purpose, living beyond myself, a sense of contribution. And for this we discussed the example of Narada. And then we discussed how we can have a simple method of connecting to scriptures and listening to that voice and making a commitment to Krishna, returning and reporting. And of course, we want to have good friends with devotees in the good proper association. We can take care of ourselves. And also, not only work on what I want from Krishna, but also on what Krishna wants from me. And we can enter that space also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments regarding today's class? Yes. I see one question. Back. Yeah, you.
Prabhuji, my obeisance is at your lotus feet, Prabhu. I had one very small doubt with regard to this topic. That is that in the dualities between trying to conform to our individuality and having to go up to a very high standard, what is the milestone that we can keep for ourselves or in general? Because whenever we hold ourselves to a certain degree, if we deviate from the highest path of devotion, we are seen as a second-rate devotee, as a person who is not so serious about Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, so if I understand your question, you are saying, what is the milestone we should have? Because if I don't have the highest aspiration, I am seen as a second great devotee.
Yes, sir.
Right? Now, I am asking, before I answer your question, I'll ask you a question. Now your question could be either from the viewpoint of a devotee who is being questioned. Hey, you don't have the highest aspiration. So are you coming from that space?
Yes.
Or the second space is you are a preacher and you are concerned that people are not having highest aspiration. What is your, from where are you, which space are you in? Accordingly I will answer.
The first space, bro.
The first space. That means you are being told by a preacher that this is the highest. How can you not have this highest aspiration? So now you are a devotee who is being preached to. So you are asking, what, how should I take it? So now my answer to this question is like this. Prabhu, when a devotee is giving you full package of Prabhupada's books, Krishna Consciousness, know that he is compassionate. He loves you. He wants you to accept Krishna. And he is giving you everything out of his love. But you ask yourself, can I take everything? If yes, take responsibility for the choice you have made. Don't cry later. Don't complain. Like I know one devotee who, when he was like you, when he was kind of new, he took everything. So he compromised his career. He compromised his ambitions. He increased deity worship. He started coming 4 days a week. And you know, all that. And today, at the age of 45, now 48, he is doing lot of courses to catch up, because many people who were much junior to him in his career have risen above him, and now he is desperately racing against time to do some courses, and there is some bitterness in his heart. So this bitterness, now he is at least, but he is mature, he is not blaming anyone, he is saying, I am responsible for the choices I made. So if you are ready, I am making this choice. I have to surrender to Krishna. This is what is expected and I am responsible for it. I mentioned in the class that there are two things. I make the choice. It's my choice. And what I have to do? Completely surrender to Krishna. So if you are ready for it, go for it. Knowing that there is a price you have to pay. I want to say something more on this. Milestone. What milestone?
Not just that, Prabhu. In a community of devotees, when we especially interact, people tend to have a very competitive attitude towards transcending a certain physical boundaries. Say, for instance, if a certain person does Ekadashi only on fruits, then I'll do only on water. Then the other person does, I'll not even take water today. So that becomes our standard key. If I cannot...
See, that's why, you know, in the whole class, I focused a lot on the second aspect, a self-assuredness, ki I'm okay. See, our need for approval is what is driving us mad. Oh, is he happy with me? Is he happy? Sabko khush karne ka aapko. It's not possible. You first ask yourself. I'll tell you few examples of devotees who have inspired me. I won't take their names because I don't want to embarrass them. Once I wrote an article for my spiritual master's service, and my spiritual master was interacting with another devotee who was the head of the department, and I was writing articles which was being edited by him, and he was reporting to Guru Maharaj. So once I wrote a very stupid article, a wrong article, which actually misrepresented my spiritual master. So Maharaj was upset. Maharaj said, what nonsense article? Who's written this? For this devotee, I simply had to say, Maharaj, Braj Bihari Das. This is all he had to say. But he, look at his inner self-assuredness. He just didn't tell Maharaj anything because he thought, Are Braj Bihari Bechara, dukhi ho jayega ya usko daat padegi. So he just kept quiet because he is ultimately responsible, right? He is the editor. So he didn't say anything. Maharaj again said, this is a nonsense article. Who wrote this? So Maharaj naturally will think he wrote it. This is not the way it should be written. What will my God brothers think? So then we heard. He kept quiet. And next day, I think after a few days, I wrote another article which was good, which like Maharaj liked it. Maharaj said, very good article, very nice. And immediately this devotee said, Maharaj, Braj Bihari wrote it. So now he didn't feel, Are, mera relationship kya hoga, Maharaj. He is self-assured that I know Guru Maharaj loves me. I don't have to worry about, see, this requires large-heartedness. Ek apna ek malum hona chahiye, ki main bhakti kar raha hun. Like one other devotee went to Govardhan, learned son papadi, how to make son papadi. Very difficult to make son papadi. He learnt and he came here and he made for brahmacharis. And he was standing at the breakfast counter and he was giving. It was so tasty. It was even better than that Giriraj Mishtan Bandar. And he had actually gone there and learned. And everybody was eating and appreciating him. Wow, top class. And he was also very happy giving. And next day I went there to the breakfast table. Next day also he made. And he was standing there and giving. But this time he had a big frown on his face. So I said, what happened? And devotee told me, "Arey, aaj bahut bekar bana." So I went up to him and he was standing and everybody was making fun of him. Kya bana, you know, like that. And they were eating and he was like. So I went up to him. I said, "Arey, sab mazak uda rahe. Why are you standing here and distributing? You could go, na? Anyway, Prasadam serving team is there. They will distribute." So he just told me one sentence. He said, "Prabhuji, yesterday I distributed and I got all the praise. Today, what is the problem if I stand and distribute? Today it was bad, tomorrow it will be good. Yeh toh duality hai na." I felt, wow, this guy is, he's satisfied in bhakti. There are many examples of that. So devotees, na, yeh dusron ka certificate ke liye, see, the question what you're asking is coming from a space of, log kya sochenge, yeh bhi agar aap sochenge, toh phir log kya sochenge? So, apne liye jiyo thoda, you know. See, again, I'm not saying you should be selfish. See, at least you should have one or two friends where, you know, somebody close to you who understands you, who doesn't judge you. See, you know, I'm not against you for asking this question. Your question is coming, correct me if I'm wrong, your question is coming from a need for friendship, companionship, approval, which is natural. So one friend is enough for that. One or two close friends are enough for that. But most of us will be misunderstood. Especially if you are following your deep inner voice, you will be misunderstood. If you are looking for certificates from everyone, it's not going to happen. So milestones, you decide. And then cross-check with another devotee who knows you well. And then come and offer it to Krishna. See, we don't want to connect to our needs and feelings, but when I connect to my needs and feelings, at least I know what to pray to Krishna. When I know I'm feeling restless because I have a need for respect, I'm just giving an example. Then at least when I'm standing in front of the deities, I know what to pray. Krishna, this is my need. Now, we don't know anything about ourselves. We come and say, "Krishna, give me pure love for Krishna. Pure love. I want to go back to Godhead." Is it authentic? Is it coming from a space where it really is mine? Have I purchased it? Or has it been sold to me? At some point of time, I need to purchase Krishna consciousness completely. If I cannot, at least let me buy something. So if you are able to fast on Ekadashi with water or with fruits, haath jodnega. This is who I am. I am small. I am not as advanced as you. But I am, this is who I am. Aisa karke jab bhakti karte hain, we become humble also. And you will be amazed. You know what will happen when you are small like that? You also feel loved because you are being authentic. We generally think if I am small, I am not good. But when I am small, I feel belonged. I feel a sense of belonging to the universe. The universe reciprocates. When I try to control, when I try to be who I am not, we cheat ourselves. This is called self-deception. So let us be more authentic version of ourselves. You may not be able to fast even with fruits. Let's say you may need Ekadashi pizza. But humbly, khaliya. Ekadashi ka pizza hai. Nahi ho raha hai. Try kar rahe. Achha lagta hai. Mera weakness hai. I remember when I joined the ashram, you know, one of my senior, just immediate senior devotee in the ashram, he was sleeping and he came to his locker. I said, "Kya ho gaya?" "I was slept." "Prabhuji, but raat ko you slept, no, 6 hours in the night." He said, "Yeah." "So now also you slept?" He said, "Yeah." "How many hours you slept?" He said, 2 hours. "Oh, that means 8 hours. We can sleep 8 hours. He said, "Yeah, if you are tired, you can sleep 8 hours. So then I said, "But Prabhuji, Prabhupada said, if you sleep more than 5 hours, you are in Maya." And when I said that, immediately he said, without batting an eyelid, "Yes, Prabhu, I am in Maya. I know that. It's okay. We kya kar sakte?" The way he said it, you know, "Main hu aisa, Maya mein hu." I couldn't tell him why you are in Maya, but okay. But he's sincere. See, honesty means, you know, humility means honesty. Honesty means to know where you are, but not remain where you are. Honesty means to know where I am, but not remain where I am. I want to go forward. Our problem kya ho gaya in bhakti, what we do generally is, we live in extreme. We live a life of hypocrisy. I give an example. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means we claim big, big things and then we cheat. Then we come to Hare Krishna and we hear about what? Integrity. Integrity is other extreme of hypocrisy. Means I have said I will do this. Whatever happens, I will do it. Are you understanding? Hypocrisy. From hypocrisy, we jump to integrity. But there is something in between. What is that? Honesty. Integrity means what I say, I will do. Honesty means what I do, I will say. Means, hypocrisy means, you know, I say I am a devotee, I follow strict vows of fasting and secretly I eat pizza. That is hypocrisy. Integrity means, I told yesterday that tomorrow I will fast. So I am feeling very hungry but I will tolerate. Because I made a promise. That is integrity. Honesty means, yesterday I said I will fast but I felt hungry. So I ate one pizza and I'm sorry. Next time I will, next Ekadashi, I will not make the promise only. that is little honesty. So, you know, we have not created a safe space. So from, as I said, no, from hippies, we're trying to be pure devotees. It's a space of honesty. Like for example, another example is selfishness. Totally selfish. I, me, mine. And then, totally selfless. But in between, there is a space of self-care, where there is sensitivity. See, we become selfish when I don't care about others' needs. Self-care means, I take care of myself just the way I want to take care of others. That's okay. So, you need to first understand what is your expectation from yourself, and then we will talk about others. In fact, I'll give you some techniques and tools when people put pressure on you offline after the class. I can talk to you if you want. You can give them such answers that they will get confused. They will never come to you again. So don't worry too much about it. And milestones are personal, individualistic. So you can follow the principle of small, tiny, mini habits. You can have, like, you know, I told one devotee, he was very disturbed that his chanting is not attentive. Like, my chanting is very bad, Prabhuji. You know, we live in a space of inadequacy. I'm not good. So I told him, wait, can you chant 5 Maha Mantra attentively every day? Can we? We can. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So out of 1728 Maha Mantras which you were chanting every day, 16 round, which was very inattentive. So he resolved to chant 5 Maha Mantras. So when you chant 5, it is like the engine of the train moving, you know. So you feel happy and then you chant the 6th one also. You'll end up chanting, he says, I chant 20-25 Maha Mantra attentively because my minimum target is 5. So that means he's come a long way. So we can have some minimum targets as milestone and move forward. Don't keep crying that, are bhakti, they are doing so much, I am useless. Because this is what we've been brainwashing ourselves. I am useless, I am good for nothing, and Maya is so powerful. Don't blame Maya, don't blame others. Just have a quiet self-assuredness. I would like to end with one real story. I went to one house. So there was this small little girl, 2-year-old girl, here, the family's daughter. So she, poor girl, she fell from a small table, which was like small, weak table. She slipped and she fell. So you know what babies do when they fall? And she started crying. So everybody started pacifying the child, but the child was, nobody was able to pacify. Finally, the grandfather, he tried something special to mollycoddle the child. He picked up the baby, kissed the baby, and he said, looked at the table and said, you table, bad boy, you made our darling here cry. So he bet the table. So the child slowly stopped crying. Because, milana mark, kisko blame kiya na. And then he saw the child is okay. And the child is slowly started smiling. But then he hit harder and that thing broke. When it broke, the baby started smiling. So then the child started busy with other things and we caught on our conversation. For the brahmacharya, the devotee who had come with me, he told me during lunch, Prabhu, did you see something? How violent they have been with their baby. I said, violent? No, they were very nice. They pacified the child. They mollycoddled the child. So they said, no. The baby has now learned that if she is miserable in life, she will look for some table to beat. She will not take responsibility for her pain and suffering. So now the point I'm saying is not that. There's another story to this. If let's say her father was standing and he slipped and he fell and he sprained his ankle, would he sit there and cry? He will not cry like that. He will get up. He'll have pain, but he quietly go to the doctor. He will quietly do what is needed to be done. He will not keep blaming, fighting, hitting the table. So when we are child in bhakti, we are so immature. So our guru has to keep beating the table. Hey, Maya is very dangerous. I will kick Maya. So Prabhupada encouraged us because we were babies. But now sometimes we have to grow up. We have to, okay, Maya is troubling me. Fine. This is the way I am. Krishna, please help me. And we move forward with grace. Is that okay? Thank you, Guru. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. It is 10:15. The timing is still 10 o'clock. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, there are some announcements. Today's Sunday breakfast prasad is sponsored by His Grace Vrishabhanu Prabhuji in loving memory of His wife, Her Grace Kirtida Mataji, requesting all devotees to pray for spiritual